Welcome back to the History of North America Extra. I'm Mark Vinette. The Dead Letter, Chapter 16. Julia Cartier caressed her skin with a perfume bar of soap in a large cream-colored ceramic bath with gold-plated faucet and fixtures. She closed her eyes and let the warm vapor caress her face. For a brief instant, her thoughts turned to Wade and his impressive build. Though usually attracted to dark-haired, mysterious types, to her surprise, an appealing image of her blonde friend appeared in her mind. Julia took pleasure in the moment, before shaking it off with a tinge of embarrassment. Her body was toned. She was pleased with her noticeable muscle definition and lean shape, and discreetly proud of her eating and exercise regimen that had helped her first attain, then maintain her svelte figure. To that end, she had become a martial arts practitioner, working out twice a week. Julia took care of her physique and wanted people to know she did. Competition in her business was cutthroat. Every advantage helped. A fashion designer and entrepreneur that produced great-fitting clothes and could also look good wearing them was a plus, and she wanted that plus. At work, she was demanding of her staff. She rarely said thank you or job well done, but you knew if she approved of your work by the next project she assigned you to. That was her way of telling you, job well done. Julia didn't readily give praise and she didn't easily receive it. She distrusted people who lavished compliments on her, taking it for empty flattery. She especially was suspicious of those who heaped praise with a very large shovel. For relaxation, she usually turned to her interest in art history, her enjoyment of fantasy books and sci-fi TV series and films, the Star Trek franchise being one of her favorites, and both red and white wine. Her ultimate passion, though, was crafting. Yes, crafting. She loved making crafts. Arts and crafts had occupied her youth. While the young children on her street spent their summers playing outdoors, Julia preferred staying home making crafts. Bricolage. Hours were spent puttering about with paper, scissors, string, glue, and numerous other basic materials and tools. She patiently and meticulously fashioned mundane objects into something creatively wonderful. She displayed her best crafts in her office and home, and occasionally gave some to her family and friends. She did not have many friends, being somewhat of a loner, but the few special friends she did have all got crafts. Julia heard a soft knock on the door and answered wearing the room's complimentary bathrobe. She had ordered the chef's salad with a glass of Chianti. She had no particular preference in wine. She liked them all. She was not pretentious about wines, readily acknowledging that her palate was not refined. She enjoyed variety. She positioned the mobile tray in front of the large screen television and settled in for a quiet evening. Surfing the movie channels, she stumbled onto Zeffirelli's Romeo and Juliet. Her eyes widened. She considered this 1968 classic flick as perhaps the best film version of the Bard's ode to tragic romantic love. Julia loved everything about this movie: the actors, the costumes, the locations, and the poetry. She first saw this film in high school when studying Shakespeare in an English literature optional course offered by the private school she attended. Despite being surrounded by over 20 bored classmates and a curmudgeon of a teacher in a cold concrete classroom, she was transported to another place, another time. At the film's end, she had cried, the only time she had ever shed tears in public during her high school years. For a moment, Julia considered the coincidence of her now watching Shakespeare after having discussed the playwright with Wade at the end of the day. It was bizarre. But the moment had passed. She was too far gone to reflect any further on the matter. She was completely glued to the screen, fork and glass in hand. Julia was not bothered that the movie had already started. She was not fussy about joining programs in progress. Many viewers refused to do such a thing, but she could and would this evening.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-218-6010. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-218-6010. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-218-6010.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you enjoyed the listen. Doctors endorse it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calotrin Healthy Weight Loss. Ron in Texas lost 35 pounds. Marie in Pennsylvania lost 117 pounds with Calotrin. Diane not only lost weight, but she also found relief from arthritis. Lynn lost over 45 pounds. Calotrin contains collagen, the most abundant protein naturally occurring in the human body, which decreases as we age. Taking Calotrin promotes better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and best of all, weight loss. Calotrin has an amazing 86% success rate with their 90-day supply. And this week, take advantage of their President's Day sale. Buy the 90-day supply and get an extra month free, plus free shipping. Ordering is so easy. Just text the word HISTORY to the code 30605, and we'll send you a link to this special offer. Again, text HISTORY, that's HISTORY, using the code 30605.